The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerate.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is The Real. At Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. In Texas show, you know the number for that. There's also twitch.tv slash ESPN 975. Miss the first hour, sports and voting in Rona. And yeah, I
want to talk. Here's a Rona question, because I'm looking at what Dan Solomon just tweeted yesterday, I think. And he put out a graph. He said, anyway, this is how the pandemic is going in Texas in October. And like 10-1, it was 3,200 hospitalizations. And it's gone up every day. And now it's at 3,800 hospitalizations today. So it's starting to ramp back up. And then he shows the graph of the overall way that Texas went, which was April, May to early June, it was like barely ticking up. And then the month of June was like the massive spike in Texas. That's when like you couldn't travel from Texas. Right, it was awful. And then July started to ramp down. August started to ramp down. September sort of, it looked like it was sort of flattening out, but now it's starting to push that thing back up.
And that's for the whole state now.
Yes.
I do want to point out the Houston area is the exact opposite of that and has been for a while. But I think Dallas County has gotten really bad again.
But also, look at the restrictions that are going on in Harris County that aren't in other parts of the state. You can go, like, yeah, you can't go to a bar here and just sit down and have a beer. If you go to...
You can now.
If you go down to Brazoria County, you've been able to go in and have a beer for months.
Yeah. I mean the bars that have gotten restaurant status, which is most of them, you can still do it. And I've gone to several. And I've gone to Little Woodrow's a couple times, and the place by me is open. We're actually doing steak night there tomorrow. It's no different. But, you know, the ones that were, to me, you got to differentiate between bars. I've said this all along, bars and clubs, because it's the clubs that were letting 300 people in that were the real problem. And that's mostly 300 people who don't care. And let's be honest, you get a few drinks in you, maybe you're not practicing as much social distancing as you should. And so but that's not the whole reason for everything spreading. And I do think, you know, if you're doing it responsibly, as a lot of these places are, then, you know, you're fine. And if you wind up having somebody with it, and then, you know, you gotta deal with it. You gotta shut it down. That's until that person's fine, until the people around them didn't get sick. And, you know, I think we haven't been as restrictive here as people are making it sound. Although I do think there are politicians taking credit for that, saying, oh, it's because we did this. So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. You know, somebody said there was a bar in Washington that had full capacity the past few weeks. That's where, you know what, don't go. If you go to a place and it's full, don't go. And the people who own the bar, if, you know what, they get fined for that, I got no problem with it.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I know you want to get as much money back as you can right now, but you got to think long game, man. You got to think long game. And you know, not, I know that's not always easy because it's sucked lately. But 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. I just, you know, I wish people, well, I hope people at least, you know, when we talk about flu season and stuff like that, you know, if we'd done some of these things during flu season, the flu wouldn't have been as bad as it's been in the past. I mean, I don't know that masks, and it's like, well, Nick Saban wore a mask and he got it. We don't know what all Nick Saban was doing behind the scenes. So, yeah, I wear a mask in any public place. When I'm around people that I'm around all the time, like, you know, anybody who works here, I don't have it on because,
yeah.
But if I had in any way, like if I had a fever or something, I wouldn't be around here and I'd go get tested immediately. And I've been tested twice and it's not the most fun test in the world, but it doesn't take long. But there was one time where I had a cough for a couple days, no fever or anything, but I thought, you know what, just get tested, just be safe, no problems. And, you know, that kind of stuff's easy to do. And just, it, but it means thinking about other people. And guess what? People suck at that. We got to get better at it, man. In every walk of life, just like Houston traffic, just like anything else, you got to stop being only about yourself.
I'm looking at the odds sheet.
Yeah.
The odds board.
You got COVID odds?
No. I'm looking at the Alabama odds.
Oh.
Which, that game opened at 7, Alabama 7. And earlier today it was 4.5, 5 in most shops. Like you could get a reduced juice on a 5 or 4.5 minus 110. Now currently there's some minus 4 plus 100 at Bet Online. At Pinnacle, it's minus 3.5. So the odds shifting on what would I mean, he'd have to be considered the most valuable coach, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's got a pretty good staff, though. I mean, he's always got somebody on there that he's paying a bunch of money to just be a consultant to. So
I wouldn't want to play Georgia without Nick Saban, though.
No, I wouldn't either. But you don't think he's going to be in somebody's ear from his,
oh, I'm
his
sure.
room watching yeah. on TV?
Yeah.
How's he going to deal with that 7-second delay? Is Nick Saban at risk? I mean, he's in that age range.
Yeah, he is.
I was going to make a bad joke. But
for not.
But getting back to your numbers you were showing, I mean, these are the Houston numbers here. And, I mean, we're down to almost where we were in May, in October. And July and August were the worst months by far, which we knew.
I thought June was the worst month. That's the month where it started to really.
That's where it got bad, but July was the worst. And then August was almost as bad. And then September was a nice downturn.
Started to taper off, yeah.
And in October, it's been flatlined. And it's been flatlined at roughly less than 500 new cases a day in the Houston area now.
Right.
Now, there's also been this thing that they've added, which is unreported cases. And, you know, that basically about once a week, they throw some huge number of, okay, these are old cases. We don't have any idea where those are from.
No. I think we can agree if it were to re-peak again, though, if it were to get up to those July numbers, it would be a total disaster for us.
It would, but I mean, what do you do about it? I mean that's the thing. I just feel like we're all going to get it at some point. It's going to keep happening, and if it is, then I mean, you can't just shut down the world for 2 years. That's it's not realistic.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying put, you know, fill up NRG Stadium tomorrow. And, you know, we might be 2 years where you can only have 50% of people in a stadium.
Might be.
And that's okay.
It's nice now all of a sudden that roof can be opened, huh?
Yeah. We actually get an open roof. Yeah. What are the odds of that happening? I bet it's on my bookie.
I bet it's not.
Oh, well, probably not. But everything else is. And, you want to get a little Coastal Carolina action tonight? Maybe a little over action? MyBookie is the place to go. You want to get in on your Astros? You want to bet that they're going to pull it out and stay alive? MyBookie has you covered. All the games we talk about, all the odds are on MyBookie. And there's so much to play right now. NFL, colleges, baseball, you're running out of time on. But there's a lot to get to, and MyBookie, they got you covered. Cool thing about MyBookie, when you win, they pay. And a lot of websites, that's... That's a real problem. Not with my bookie. Easy deposits and withdrawals, tons of options, all kinds of bonus options, everything you could possibly want in a website. And if you join today, they're going to match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code radio when you sign up. Promo code radio. And get in the action. Got a little UHBYU on Friday. You may want to play that. You may want to get in on Titan after that big win last night. Promo code radio, mybookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.
Let's go. Brand new Lamborghini, cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So he says, going to Vegas for my birthday, what card game should I play to try to win some money? You're not going to Vegas to win money. Let's just start with that. Unless you're, you know, playing fairly serious poker or something like that, that you know you can do well at, then you might expect to win some money. If you're going for fun, just go play blackjack, play whatever you want. Just play within your means.
Yeah. My basic strategy when I get to Vegas is I try to win some money playing poker and betting sports, and then I walk over to the blackjack table and blow it all. That's pretty much.
Yeah, and you know, that's the thing. I'm going to win at something, whether it's poker or horses, but then I'm probably going to throw a bunch of it back on the other.
Yeah.
That's just how it is. The only time when I'm actually serious when I go out there is when I go out for a poker event specifically, and then I'm going to try to win money. But otherwise, the expectation of winning money in Vegas is, I know that's part of, this is kind of like being a Texans fan. Hey, they've turned it around with this coaching change. I have hope. Everybody who goes to Vegas has hope that they're going to, man, I'm going to kill it at roulette this time. I'm going to kill it at blackjack. There's a reason that they have those nice big buildings and you don't.
Yeah.
And it's just important to keep that in mind. Enjoy Vegas for what it is.
Don't be an all-out pessimist, but know that, or accept the fact that whatever money you walk in with in your wallet is theirs.
Yeah, probably.
And then whatever you walk out with,
it's a bonus.
Then you're up. If you walk in with $300 and you walk out with 20 at the end of the trip, you're in the money. That's what matters.
Yeah, and well, if I don't know, that's a little overly pessimistic, but it's real simple. It's just like anything else. Go with a budget. So you know what? I'm going to bet $500 on this trip, or you know,
consider it an entertainment budget.
Yeah, it's just like, hey, I'm going to the movies. I'm paying for strippers, whatever. I'm like, going to spend this amount of money.
If you go to the movie theater and the movie sucks, they don't give you a refund at the door. That's just kind of that's the price you pay to find out if the movie sucks or not.
Yeah, and if the stripper comes and dances for you and it doesn't do anything, you don't get your money back. So I would just go in it with, hey, this is entertainment. The same thing I tell people with horse racing when they're first getting started. Just think of it as a night out. Budget a certain amount of money that you're willing to lose and go for it. And if you wind up winning, that's a bonus. And it's fun. And put that money away and don't lose it back, because that's also the most common thing people do in Vegas. So remember when we got those, we were doing some website that we were advertising and we all got like $200 to play with, and Jong ran up like 500 on blackjack in the first hour and then lost every single penny.
Oh, I recall.
And that is extremely common and people do it all the time. So I would just tell you, if you do win money, like and I don't know what your budget is, but like, let's say, all right, I'm prepared to lose $500. Let's say you win $1,700. Put $1,200 in your pocket that you do not touch. In fact, go lock it in the safe.
I always go put it in my room.
Yeah, lock it in the safe in your room and take the original $500 and play with that. And if you lose it, you're still walking out with money. How's that?
While you're sitting there at the table, keep one pocket for your actual gambling money, and every time you hit a big hit, take a couple of those chips and slide them in the other pocket and make sure you remember which pocket's which.
Yeah,
that way when you get up to your room, then you empty out and figure out where you're at.
No offense, but when you're drinking in Vegas, that's kind of hard to figure out.
And I don't ever drink enough to get lost in what I'm doing.
Well, I do.
So I always leave a spare ID and a spare credit card in my room,
yep,
too.
Yep, that's another good idea.
So. Patrick Creighton tweeted this out, and it's a little local news. From KDISD Athletics, we've been informed of a COVID case within the Katy High School football program. Tonight's sub-varsity games have been canceled and are pending a new date. The varsity game between Katy and Tompkins High School has been tentatively rescheduled for Saturday the 17th at 11 a.m. at Legacy Stadium. So this is going to happen. I mean, we're going to see more and more of this, and it wouldn't shock me if we start to see high school seasons just cut short.
Yeah, it's and maybe they should be cutting those short. I mean, I think you can still have them, but you also have to be aware when these things happen. And I'm pretty sure Katy has enough money to keep people tested. A lot of these schools don't.
Right.
That's another thing. And I feel bad for high school kids who are never going to play beyond this in their lives, and this is their last chance to play football. But, you know, if you have, it's when these cases come up, it's what you have to do. We're seeing it with colleges. We see it with the University of Florida. And you know, to me, you just keep doing it on the fly and you keep reacting. That's all you can do. And, you know, hopefully they'll get back to that. Brother Bear says, what are the odds Chicken Fried Movie was the only film where some funds were returned to customers? I'm not aware of that. I do know in Strange Brew they returned some funds after the first scene. Mark has two what are the odds questions. What are the odds Alex Smith plays again this season? Oh. And what are the odds the 49ers make the playoffs? I'm not ready to quit on the 49ers yet. It's early, but I think they're up against it now. What do we say is plus 400.
Yeah.
So, and then I don't think Alex Smith should play again. I really don't.
I don't either. I'm glad that he was able to get back out there. I don't think, and what's it been, 17 months? That's how long, or was it longer than that even?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been a long time since he was able to get out there. I'm glad he got out there, and he was, you know, he was saying it felt good to get hit again, but I think his days as an effective NFL quarterback are probably over. So it's a great story, but it's also sort of a story that seems to have.
Yeah, I think it's great that he came back. It's great that he got in the game. But I think we also saw he ain't Alex Smith anymore. And I know it's just one very small sample size. But if I'm him, I'm proud of what I went through to get back there. I'm holding the clipboard the rest of the year and calling it a career.
Yep.
So. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And when you're drinking in Vegas, you stop caring which pocket money comes from. So somebody asked me, Fred, have you ever done steak night at Under the Volcano? I thought it was legit. I don't know where that is. I'm a walking distance person for the most part because I do like to have a few drinks at steak night. But yeah, we've got a new one now finally, so I'm pretty excited about that. So he said Alex Smith played for a team with a decent offensive line. I'd say let him play, but not where he is, and that comes into it too. I mean, this is Rice Village. Yeah, I don't drive outside my neighborhood for stuff like that. Sorry guys, It's funny. I turned my voting experience into a little bit of a run today because I'm about a mile from Toyota Center. So, but it turned into about 3 miles because I didn't realize how much construction was going on.
Oh,
down there.
No.
And so, because my whole plan was, okay, I'll go down Polk and go straight in and do my voting, go out, go back down Leland and maybe, you know, hook around a couple other places. Well, there's an entire street. Leland is all but shut down there, and especially where you can walk. So, like, apparently they're just doing all kinds of construction now. So, doesn't affect you if you're driving. But that's, yeah. I tried to make a whole thing positive.
Yeah, I don't have to go very far to vote. There's a couple places right around my neighborhood, so I'm happy about that.
Aaron, what's the setup with you?
Last time I checked, which was, I guess, last year's elections, there are like 8 different polling places all within about a 3-minute drive of my house between schools. And there's a new government office that I guess that they just set up for water and power that you can go vote at now.
Are you you going to go early?
Yes. My plan is to have all my research and everything done by next Thursday so I can actually go do it before I come in.
Yeah. It's I think it's smart to not go like the first day, like yesterday, because we did see a bunch of lines and a million people. And but I'm guessing like today wasn't that bad, obviously. But if you get into like Thursday, Friday, early next week, I think the people who are really motivated to do it have already done it. And so that's when you're going to have fewer people to deal with. So 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Somebody was saying earlier about Dallas is in Tarrant County, but there is a Dallas County, and apparently that one's close to shutting down again. I don't know how bad it is in Tarrant. I was just reading about Dallas County. And I also don't know, I mean, what's the situation in San Antonio? Like, that was the first place where it was really bad, right? Was San Antonio? Or I guess that's the first place cases cropped
up. Yeah. I don't know what it's like now. I mean, I could probably talk to my brother about it, although I don't think he really pays too much attention to it. And he's caught the damn Rona, so I don't think that it's probably off of his radar.
I'm guessing he didn't have too much effect from it.
No.
I mean, he's pretty good shape.
Felt like crap for a couple days, and that was about it. My sister-in-law got it, too, and same thing. Kind of felt like crap for a couple days, lost her taste for a little while. But
she's got a baby on the way, right?
Yeah, baby. She's pregnant. So she was considered high risk, but it looks like, I mean, she's on the other side of it, so that's the positive.
Yeah, I guess, and once you've already had it, you're probably not too worried about it.
Yeah.
And he's young. I mean, that's...
He's young, but he's also lived a full life if things go bad.
Hey, man, I've said all along, I've had a great life. If this is where it ends, I got no regrets. I feel like I've led a more interesting life than
the world's most interesting man.
I wouldn't say that, but I've lived a more interesting life than I ever thought I would. So, well, I don't know. That's not true. I've always had an active imagination. I always imagined that I would have a fun life. So, Jay Garcia, any update on the next batch of your beer at True Anomaly? They'll be doing a test pretty soon, and I'll have some news after that. I actually talked to Tom last week, I guess. We were I texted him about a few things. So there'll be a test soon, and when it's ready, you guys will be the first to know. Well, the second, because I'm not the second either. So you'll probably be about the fifth or sixth people to know. It just depends. So... All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 on a What Are the Odds Wednesday, and what are the odds that I had a great shave today? 1,000%, because I always do with Harry's. And it's, you know, they changed their blades. They made them sharper. They made them better. And I've been using them now. I've been on the same blade for a week. That's how good they are. Haven't had to change it. And that's longer than ever before, and it's probably going to last me a couple more days. You can find them in big box drug and grocery stores near you. But if you want to shop online, then I think this is the way to do it in this day and age. You can get a trial set for just $3 when you use code KFNC at checkout on harrys.com. $3. And how about this? 100% quality guarantee. So if you don't like it, you don't even have to pay the $3. You just keep the thing. Harry's is available wherever you shop. You can get their sharpest blades ever in big box drug and grocery stores near you. Just head on over to the grooming aisle. Or better yet, if you want to shop online, Harry's has a great offer just for you guys. New customers can get a Harry's trial set for just $3 with code KFNC at harrys.com. That includes a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Don't forget to use code KFNC at checkout and give Harry's sharper blades a try.
So shame on me now, I blew me to places I've never been. Till you put me down, I knew you were trouble when you walked in.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Somebody said, I voted in the med center. The line wasn't long. It went fast, and I was surrounded by hot nurses. It was a good experience. You can't say hot nurses anymore.
Sure you can.
No, you can't say women are attractive.
What if they were male nurses?
Outside, yeah.
You can say that about men.
Maybe that's what they were talking about.
Possibly, yeah. I guess I made an assumption there. That's wrong of me. Sorry about that, sir or ma'am.
Shame.
Yeah, you're not allowed to compliment women anymore. So,
hey, couple of things about some things I read about Russell Westbrook, and I know it's a total change in what we've been discussing, and we haven't talked about basketball at all. We didn't even talk really about the finals, but because nobody cares. But a couple trade rumors that I saw bantied about. One of them involves the New York Knicks. Apparently there are some agents, NBA agents, who believe the Knicks would be interested in acquiring Russell Westbrook.
Didn't I mention them once? As they're the kind of guys who want stars.
You did, I think.
Yeah. That's where you're supposed to go, what teams? What teams?
What teams, bitch? And then the other one I see here is, and now this one is a lot more interesting to me. The Los Angeles Clippers may be interested in moving on from Paul George. Mostly because Paul George isn't, I mean, he's only there for one more year.
Yeah.
He's not locked in long term. If they added Russell Westbrook, they've got him now for the next 2 to 3 years. Would that make sense for both parties?
I am not the biggest Paul George guy. Maybe he's a better fit here.
I like Paul George more than I like Russell Westbrook at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that solves your problem if you're the Rockets. You know, I don't know. I'm just not that big on Paul George.
Okay.
And apparently they're not either if they're ready to move on from him.
Well, I think they would be willing to move on from him because he's not under contract after next year.
Yeah, well, add another guy who's not so great in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And that what you want?
But you know what you've got in him? You've got a guy who is a legit two-way player for the first time in a long, long time. Like a guy who's an elite defensive player and a really good offensive player.
I think if you move on from Westbrook, I'd rather see you try to get younger and try to get some better younger pieces to put around Harden. And if that's what you're going to stick with, you know, trying to win with Harden, I'd rather you stop with the kind of the guys who choke in the playoffs and just try to get some new people around them. That's just me.
All right.
Which
I mean, to me, if you can get out of Russ Westbrook's contract and you get 1 year of Paul George and that's all you get out of it is 1 year and you don't have to pay Russ for those last 2 years, that's a success.
Yeah.
Because consider do you really want Russ on this team in 2022? Are you ever going to get better if that's the case?
Well, I mean, now we really are going to go into the what team thing, but who knew? What, the Dodgers get more runs?
Yeah,
that's a grand slam by Muncy.
I think the total for the game was 9.5. What inning is this?
First, top of the first.
Top of the first, it's 11-0.
I'm going to project them as...
You're going to go ahead and pencil that in?
Yeah, as a win. Boy...
How many outs?
Really interesting how
two.
How certain teams...
I can't believe those two losers got out.
That's interesting how certain teams respond to being down 2-0. A little difference here. But, no, I think you'll find somebody who will take him on. I mean, nobody didn't think you were going to get rid of Chris Paul's deal.
Yeah.
There's a lot of teams that are interested in a guy like that, just like they'd be interested in James Harden. And we don't know who necessarily they are. But because who knows? I mean, like Sacramento's talking about redoing things. Maybe Sacramento says, hey, we want a star.
Hey. Sacramento's never really said that, though.
No, they haven't. But,
and
they're reshuffling.
If you're redoing things, you don't build around a guy like Russ Westbrook, for God's sake.
Well, but hey, Just because it's not that logical doesn't mean it doesn't happen, AJ. We see it all the time. All the time. So, I mean, look at Chris Paul's going to get moved this year.
Yeah.
Would you have thought that?
No.
I mean, they pretty much took him on thinking, okay, we're going to have to eat this contract. But, you know, they played better than people thought. But the Knicks are interested. The Bucks are interested. So, yes, if you want to move Russell Westbrook, you'll be able to move him. I prefer it be something where you're getting some picks back and you're getting some younger talent that you can bring in. Because if James is going to continue to be your lead dog, then give me a lesser player than Paul George. Give me two of them. That's what I'd rather have.
Okay.
And not worry so much about trying to have max guys all over the place.
Yeah. But again, that's the thing about Paul George is it's only for 1 year.
And right.
Then the world's your oyster. You can bring in whatever cheaper guys you want to bring in.
An asset now that you can move in Westbrook, is it worth moving an asset for a guy that, because you don't have a lot of assets. Let's be honest.
But I don't really.
But Paul George won't be an asset.
I don't consider Russ an asset. I think getting rid of him, that's the prize.
Yeah, I disagree. I think there's teams that will want him and that will pay for him.
I agree. But if you're the Rockets, like I asked you earlier, if you're the Rockets, do you want to pay for him two more seasons down the road? Maybe three, because he's got a player option.
Yeah, but you're acting like if they don't make that deal, they won't trade with somebody else.
I'm just asking you, would you want him in those years or not?
It depends on what I can get for him. I mean, I don't think that's... But no, that's not...
This is such a simple question.
No, it's not.
Do you want Russ Westbrook on this team in 2022?
If he comes back next year and plays out of his mind, yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't. Okay. I can tell you now, I don't see him getting better. I don't think I don't want James on this team in 2022.
Look, I don't want either one of them. Let's start with that.
So if you can start getting them, pushing them along, getting them out, and having salary cap space open up for them, I don't care who you bring in. Just do it.
Yeah, see, I think if you're going to move the guy, get something for him. Because there will be a market now. And what you're talking about in 2022, if he turns out to be as awful as you say he is, you're not going to have a market at all.
I don't think he's awful. I don't think that he's going to get this team anywhere closer to where they're going to be. So the big prize is getting his number off the books.
To me, if you don't think, I mean, those things don't have to be mutually exclusive. Just because he's not going to get them where they need to be, the prize doesn't have to just be that. The prize can be you get something back, something that can help you build around Harden, which I don't want to do either. I'm all for get rid of both of them if you can. And start from scratch.
Okay. So in this case, the prize is you get Paul George for 1 year, and then you've got all this money to do whatever you want to do with. Then you can start to build around him with whoever, with free agents, instead of trying to be stuck with Russ.
Except, I mean, what free agents are going to be available then that you're going to want to spend that kind of money on that will want to come here and play with Harden, who will be yet another year older?
You'll have the choices, and you'll also by that point presumably be moving to what we will call PH life, post-Harden life. Like, you'll start planning for that.
Well, I don't think they think that way, for one thing.
Well, then they're morons.
Well,
I don't care where that guy went to college. He's a moron if that's what he's thinking.
I mean, what I suspect is going to happen is they are going to either give it one more try with these two guys and try to reset around them. And I think that's the most likely scenario. But if not, I don't, you know, if I'm them, I don't really want a guy for 1 year. Although they might think that way. It's like, oh, maybe we put these two together. It's just like, okay, we tried with Chris Paul. Didn't work. Tried with Russell Westbrook. Didn't work. We'll try with Paul George. Boy, I do not want to see that team in the playoffs. I mean, I really don't, because that's two guys that are going to go out of their way to miss.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think there is a way to make this work. I don't know if they're good enough in the long run with what they have around them to do anything more than what they did this year.
I think if they do what they did this year, I would be shocked, because I think the other teams in the West are getting better.
I agree. I'm not arguing with you on that, but you're acting like they don't think they're close. They think they're close. And if they do, then they're going to shuffle around them again. Now, I think it would be bold to trade Westbrook based on how they've acted in the past, but I would do it. But if I did it, I'd want something more that starts working towards the future, as opposed to let's just keep bringing in another you know, another guy who struggles in the playoffs, who's a star during the regular season.
But well, this
Let's
is
just
what
keep
I'm
trading
saying.
Him out.
Well, the point of it is Paul George, like, you're not going to do anything in the playoffs next year anyway. So whether it's Paul George or Russ Westbrook who fails you in the playoffs, at least he'll only fail you in the playoffs 1 year instead of three.
But you really, can you really sit here and tell me you don't think they believe that they can do something in the playoffs?
I don't think they believe that. But, I mean, that's like if I run my head into this wall 10 times in a row and the wall doesn't fall down, I don't think the 11th time it's going to fall down. You know why? Because I'm a sensible human. Like, and I think Daryl Morey probably knows. And in his mind, the wheels are turning on, okay, then where do we go? How do I fix this?
Well, the first thing, they obviously think a new coach is going to make a difference.
Well, okay.
Hey, I'm just telling you, I've already told you what I would do. And
I would trade Russ and James for literally nothing and just start stockpiling young guys and draft pick, whatever you can, and build it from scratch, from ground zero. I'd be willing to miss the playoffs for 3 years in a row and try and totally rebuild this thing. But that's not the Rockets' way.
No, but they're not going to do that. And I guarantee you Daryl Morey doesn't think there's no way they can win a title. I mean, they're doing the same thing that they've done, and this is why I keep saying this about all. Now that O'Brien's gone, at least we got rid of that. But it is Groundhog Day because they are going to just keep, oh, well, let's just get the right places around them, a new coach, and get to a more traditional form of basketball, and we have a chance to win a title. They believe that. And you can't tell me they don't because that every move they made has been that. It's like Chris Paul, we got close. Oh, well, let's go get Russell Westbrook. We think this can win a title.
You don't think Daryl's considered trading Russ or James?
I'm sure. I don't think he's considered trading James.
Okay. I think he's considered everything at this
point. I don't think even with a knife to his throat he'd ever admit it out loud.
Oh, I don't either. But I guarantee he's thought about it because he knows that well, there goes the coach. Who's next? Tillman ain't going to be the most patient boss.
He's honestly the mad scientist who thinks that they're going to cure all disease sitting in a basement somewhere, and they do something and it unleashes a world of hurt, and then they go, okay, I need to change this one chemical. Once I do that, it'll be perfect. And it'll cure the problems that I already built and then cure everything else that was already existent before that. And then it does it again and again and again and again.
He just described the whole plot of I Am Legend pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Will Smith in his basement with the vampires, but spoiler alert, but I'm sure he's thought about it. You think about everything. But I also think in his mind, he thinks he's got this team close enough. All he's got to do is find the right pieces around it and tweak all those again. The Robert Covingtons and the fill in the blanks. And, you know, and I think that's how they're going to approach it. If they did what you said, I'd be all for it, man. I'd be, hey, great move, guys. Just like I was with Bill O'Brien. Great move. Let's see what you do next. But has Daryl Morey shown us he can draft a team? And what are you going to do with all these draft picks, too? And, now I don't know if we have to worry about fans in Toyota Center. But you know how the city is. You trot out a loser. We saw it with the Astros for all those years. Ain't nobody going. Now, if it's going to have to be restricted because of the Rona anyway, then maybe that's the perfect time to do it.
It is a perfect time
to
do it.
So you know what? We're not going to have...
It's also a perfect time to dump 3 years, $132 million left that you owe Russ Westbrook.
I don't worry too much about those contracts because they always find a way out of them. So
that's what I'm asking him to do. Find a way out of it, and you spend that money on someone else, someone young, someone something. Even if you've got to give Paul George $40 million of it for 1 year, and then you get the other $85 million or $90 million to do with what you want in the next 2 years.
So they asked, when are they going to start the next NBA season? Rumor has it MLK Day.
Okay.
Which that seems to be the latest report, which would make a lot of sense. Get you some gap between this and that. And I don't know what the whole season's going to look like, but we don't know what the damn Rona's going to look like then either. So, all right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Is the Blitz.
Oh, that sounds great.
On ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Time to do a little Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Well, I know you guys like fart jokes a lot. I'm not a big fart joke guy, but this one's kind of no joke. A man went to jail because of a fart. We go to England.
Well, I like farts.
Of course, you have to chalk this up. I thought this was retired, but... It's a shame. So, he was in the UK in an Uber, which I don't know why you ever need an Uber, and especially in London. You should be on the trains, but hey, got an Uber and farted, and a little bit drunk, and the driver... who basically told him to get out of his vehicle.
Okay.
That's when he started beating up the driver.
Seems.
And, of course, the driver.
Over the top.
His name, James Mallett, was the name of the guy who got into a fight all because of a fart. He's 35 years old. He pleaded guilty to assault, occasioning actual harm, whatever that means. So basically assault. But it all started with a fart.
Well, I guess it kind of depends on the fart, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously there's other circumstances here. This dude gets into your Uber drunk.
Not cool.
Yeah, and probably rips one and says, I gotta like that one. Woo, there's a kiss for you, mate. And then the driver probably said, you know what, get the hell out of my car. And then he got his ass beat for it. So, I don't know. I thought it was interesting that, because I know you're a big fart fan.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was interesting that a guy goes to jail over a fart.
Well, I don't think he went to jail over a fart. He went to jail over fighting a man over.
But the fart started. Okay. I mean, it all started with a fart.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Basically, fart starts a lot of fights in my house.
There you go. Police says, if I'm an Uber driver and you're drunk floating air biscuits in my car, I'm tossing you out too. I probably would. But if you're riding in an Uber, I mean, let's be honest, 90% chance you're drunk. You know that. I mean, you're either going to the airport or you've been out drinking. That's the only time I ever use an Uber. So, I mean, you kind of expect that, but I also am not going to be, you know, dusting your back seat either.
Yeah, not cool.
Anyway, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. Let's talk to Marco. Hello, Marco.
Hey, what's up, guys? Sports.
Sports to you.
Yeah, I got two different ideas for the Rockets. One, I mean, I can't work out the assets and everything, but we go for LaMelo Ball, and then we trade Harden for Joel Embiid.
I mean,
the coaching staff to teach him up.
The Rockets have literally no asset that would get them into the top three, which is where you'd have to be to get LaMelo Ball. And if I'm the Sixers, I would rather have Joel Embiid than James Harden, to be honest.
Okay.
I mean, it's just my take. I mean, maybe the Sixers would feel differently, but even then, you've got what kind of team are you? I don't know what the Rockets would look like if they could do that deal. I mean, I would certainly do it if I'm the Rockets. I would trade James Harden for Joel Embiid tomorrow.
I would too.
But the LaMelo Ball thing, I don't know. I don't think there's anything in the world that could get you a top three pick in the draft.
So. Yeah, you're not,
and it may be you may need better than a top three. You might need the number one pick. I don't know where LaMelo's going to go. It feels like the top three are all. It's kind of up in the air. It's Wiseman, Ball, and Anthony Edwards. I don't know who's going to go, who the Timberwolves are going to want, and I don't know who Golden State would want. So,
yeah, I'll just stick to my prediction that whoever Golden State takes will be better than whoever Minnesota takes.
Yeah,
because they're smarter. But let's not start into the whole potential trades thing where we're just. You always have to think, does the other team want to do this? And why would they do this? And not just, let's go trade for this guy. Okay, why would the other team want to do that? So, I mean, I don't think there's any indication that the Rockets are going to do this.
I don't either.
That's the thing. So, the speculation.
I mean, like, I just reading those reports, though, it makes it interesting to say, oh, maybe.
If those reports are true, but I mean, here's the problem. You have a lot of NBA guys that are just sitting around doing what you're doing and I'm doing, which is, hey, what if they were to trade James Harden? Then what would make sense?
Right.
And then people start yelling at each other. What teams? That's still one of my favorite things ever. But, that's where this is coming from. I don't know. A lot of these insiders are just speculating.
Yeah.
And if there were actual, like when you brought up the Knicks, that makes sense to me, because the Knicks want players like that. They're trying to compete now with the damn Nets. The Nets have stars. They don't. And they will make bad moves in order to do stuff like that. So to me, that's the kind of team that would make perfect sense in one of these things. And so my ears perk up a little bit. Now, what do you get back? And, how do you make the numbers work and all those things? That's where it gets more difficult. But I was saying, I called the Knicks early as a team that would be interested.
The Knicks also have the Clippers' first-round draft pick, which is like number 27 or something like that. And if you do make that deal and you could go out and you can get a Ramsey from Texas Tech or a Desmond Bain from TCU or Malachi Flynn from San Diego State, even maybe Kobe White from North Carolina, depending on how his stock goes, and you've got a guard to replace Russ, but a younger guy that you feel like you can build around for a while, Nico Mannion, Arizona kid. There's a lot of guys who are in that part of the draft. Might be interesting.
Wouldn't you be getting the Knicks pick as well? Something like that?
I don't think they give up two first-round picks to get...
It's a Knicks, dude. Are you kidding me? When was the last time they did something smart? What happened with their best player? What did they get for Kristaps?
Not much.
So, yes, they would give up their first two picks, and you'd have to just get somebody to match. I'm down. Done. All right.
I think they've got they're in the top 10. They've got like the eighth or ninth pick, something like that.
There you go.
Which there's a lot of guys you could get there that could help you. A lot of bigs that could help you make you back to being a normal size basketball team.
How much do we trust these guys to be able to draft, though? When have they ever, under Maury, when have they ever been a decent drafting team? Is that another home run?
Yep, 12-0 Dodgers.
Jeez.
After, I believe it was Bellinger, who just robbed a 3-run homer to end the bottom of the first.
I saw that, too.
With one of the best catches.
They're dead already. Stop it.
Yeah, this is pointless. All right, quick break.
We get it, Dodgers. You're good at sports.
Yeah, it's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
So put your best face on, everybody pretend you know this song, everybody.
ESPN 97.5.